This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A strong earthquake struck Friday in the Aegean Sea between the Turkish coast and the Greek island of Samos, killing at least 14 people and injuring hundreds amid collapsed buildings and flooding. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Emergency workers rescuing a person trapped in rubble. Turkey's official Anadolu news agency says work continues pulling the injured from wrecked buildings in the Izmir region. Turkey's disaster and emergency management presidency says the earthquake was centered in the Aegean Sea at a depth of 10 miles and registered at a 6.6 magnitude, while US experts put it at more like 7. Multiple shocks have struck the region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
France stepped up security nationwide on Friday to guard against new Islamist attacks following the fatal stabbings at a church in Nice, while Muslims in other countries protested in the streets over perceived French slights to the Prophet Muhammad. President Emmanuel Macron has deployed thousands of soldiers to protect sites such as places of worship and schools. France's security alert was at its highest level in response to the second deadly knife attack in its cities in 2 weeks. Police were holding a 21-year-old Tunisian migrant over the attack in Nice, in which a man shouting Allahu Akbar decapitated one woman and killed two other people in the Notre Dame Basilica on Thursday. The attack took place at a time of swelling anger among many Muslims across the globe over the issue of French cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, which they deem to be insulting and blasphemous. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are focusing on the Midwest in the final sprint to Election Day. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
How are you doing, Michigan?
In near freezing temperatures, the president looked to defend another state he won in 2016, before stops in Wisconsin and a state he wants to flip from longtime Democratic hold, Minnesota. Most national polls show Biden leading, but the president's predicting a big win.
We have a lot of great crowds. There's something happening. You're going to see that.
600 miles west, Biden returned for the first time in months to Iowa, an ambitious play to flip it after a 2016 Trump win.
We're going to change the course of the country.
More than 80 million Americans have already voted, leaving the men little room to shape the race with 4 days left. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Texas is seeing an unprecedented surge of early voting. We get more from AP correspondent Jennifer King.
An AP tally of early votes shows that with 9 million ballots, Texas has become the first state to hit the milestone of casting more ballots in the presidential election than they did during all of 2016. This year's numbers may have been aided by activists who challenged and won the right to extend early voting by 1 week amid the coronavirus pandemic. Harris County, the most populous in Texas, held a drive-in concert to publicize their 24-hour polling sites, which saw a steady stream of voters until about 3 in the morning. Joe Biden's running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, is visiting Fort Worth, Houston, and McAllen with 38 electoral votes. Texas is among the traditionally conservative states that Joe Biden's campaign has been looking to flip. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. biotech firm Regeneron said Friday it was suspending enrollment for a study of its COVID-19 antibody treatment among the sickest patients who require high-flow oxygen or are on ventilators. The move follows a recommendation from an independent data monitoring committee, which assesses the results and advises when it's necessary to halt a study. It added that the committee recommended Regeneron continue to enroll hospitalized patients who either don't need oxygen or are on low-flow oxygen, and it recommends the continuation of the outpatient trial. Consumer spending in the United States continues to rise, but the pace is slowing. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
A Commerce Department report shows U.S. consumers increased their spending by 1.4% in September. The modest gain is better than expected and marks the fifth straight monthly increase, but it's far less than the big increases of late spring, and the slowing gains add to concerns that Americans remain cautious as the coronavirus pandemic has a resurgence across the country. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.